Today we do celebrate the day of Pentecost, the day set aside in the church year to celebrate the person and work of the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit. For Lutheran Christians, the Holy Spirit sometimes makes us a little bit uncomfortable, and so even sometimes our celebration of Pentecost can be a bit uncomfortable for us. That's because Lutheran theology always begins with Christ, but it dare not end there. Lutheran theology is Christocentric. It is centered on Christ. We focus on Christ above all, and rightly so. Christ is the one who makes the Father known to us, as the Bible declares. Christ is the one who came and suffered and died and rose again for us and for our salvation. And Christ is the one who ascended in glory and then poured out his promised Holy Spirit on his disciples and his church. But a church that focuses only on Christ is missing out on the wholeness of God and on what God is about. So today we focus not only on Christ, but on the poured out Holy Spirit. The poured out Holy Spirit that has been poured out and is being poured out on us just as surely as happened with those first disciples long ago. Let me ask you a question this morning. What are the top five things the Holy Spirit is known for? The top five things. My guess is that your answers would include things such as this. Well, I think of the Holy Spirit taking on the form of a dove and descending upon Jesus when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptizer in the Jordan River. Or maybe your answer is filling people, as in the expression, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Perhaps your thoughts turn to that first Christian Pentecost and the events of that day. And so maybe when you think of the Holy Spirit, you think of what looked like tongues of fire above each one of the disciples. Or maybe you think of that loud rushing indoor wind that came upon the place where the disciples were gathered. Maybe when you think of the Holy Spirit, you think of awesome, mighty miracles, such as the one that first Christian Pentecost, when suddenly the disciples could speak all different languages as they told people about the love of God in Christ Jesus. What I find interesting is that while all of those things are descriptive of the work of the Holy Spirit as revealed in the Bible, the thing about the Holy Spirit that Jesus focuses on in our gospel lesson is teaching. Jesus zeroes in on the primary work of the Holy Spirit in today's gospel lesson. Jesus said, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." There it is. He will teach you all things. The primary work of the Holy Spirit, as emphasized by Jesus here in our gospel lesson, is to come alongside us, to guide us into the truth of God's word and how that word brings us spiritual life and how that word changes how we live each day. Just as important as the teaching focus of the Holy Spirit's work is to ask the question, what is the content of the Holy Spirit's teaching? Here is where we Lutheran Christians sometimes differ in significant ways from some of our other Christian friends. Jesus emphasizes the teaching work of the Holy Spirit is not something new or added. It's not as though with this special outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we now have phase three of Christianity. No, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will teach us by bringing to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Just two chapters later in John's Gospel, Jesus makes this point to his disciples even more clearly when he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak." In other words, the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit is Christocentric. It is focused on Christ and on his cross. The Holy Spirit, beginning with your and my baptism into Christ, again and again and again in our lives, points us to Christ and to his cross, points us to what Jesus has done for us and to Jesus' words of life. The Holy Spirit isn't trying to do or say anything different or new or beyond. He is focusing our thoughts, our words, our faith, our lives on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Our tendency at times is to value the big splash over steady progress. Maybe it's just a natural human tendency. I don't know. Things that are splashy or showy or dramatic, that's what tends to garner our attention. And yet, the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit often is quite the opposite. Less like a spectacular fireworks display and more like a steady, powerful, turning turbine. Power and might, but sometimes not all that evident. Less overtly miraculous, but still miraculous nonetheless. Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, lifetime by lifetime, God the Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us into the truth of God's Word and lifts up to us Christ our Savior from sin. Before I close this morning, I want to take us back to verse 26 in our gospel lesson. And I want to ask you this question. Are you teachable? Am I teachable? Jesus said, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." He will teach you. But are you teachable? Am I teachable? Are you and I open to that teaching, that guiding, that leading of the Holy Spirit as he comes alongside us to guide us into the truth of the Word of God? One of the kind of scary things about God is that God chose not to make himself irresistible. God does not make you and me believe. And so when that Holy Spirit comes to us to guide us, we can hold him off at arm's length. We can ignore what he is saying to us. Are you teachable? Am I teachable? As the events of that first Christian Pentecost unfolded, we can see the amazing power in the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. Frightened disciples were suddenly emboldened to go forth and proclaim the good news of Jesus in a variety of languages. Hard hearts were softened to receive the good news, and thousands of people came to faith in Jesus Christ. What about you? And what about me? What about Trinity Lutheran Church of Mission and Shawnee, Kansas? May this always be our prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me. Mold me. Fill me. Use me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever.